Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we are going to be visiting with Sharon Pearson, and it's because we've been visiting the mansion, the Conrad Mansion in Kalispell, Montana. So we want to say hello to you, Sharon, one of the really important guides on this tour in the house. And so hello, Sharon.
Hello, how's everybody this morning?
I hope they're doing fine, and we just really enjoyed a tour that you gave us, Sharon, of the Conrad Mansion Museum. So I want to start with a bit of history about the Conrad family.
Mr. Conrad was born in Virginia, but after the Civil War, he made his way west with his brother William. They landed in Fort Benton, Montana. They only had one silver dollar left between the two brothers. And they flipped that coin to see who was going to stay in Fort Benton and who was going to go on to Helena, because there had been a big gold strike in Helena. William, the older brother, won that coin toss. So he took it, and that left Charles dead broke on the docks in Fort Benton. But he found work, and he and his brother went on to become very successful businessmen. In fact, they both became millionaires in the 20-plus years they lived in Fort Benton.
And so we should mention that the Conrad Mansion is in Kalispell, Montana. How do we find Kalispell, Montana? Where is it?
Kalispell, Montana is one of the gateway communities to Glacier National Park. We're very, very close to Glacier, only about 30 minutes to get to the front gates of Glacier National Park. We're in the very northwest corner of Montana. It's beautiful up here. We love it. And we're so glad that you came.
Well, we are too, and it was interesting. You have a tie to Iowa.
I do have a tie to Iowa. My grandparents were from Iowa. They raised corn on their farm. My grandfather was known for being a very, very fast corn picker. That's before they had machines to do it. But then he came down with TB, and that's when they left Iowa to move to Colorado to the higher climate.
So that's where you are, a Colorado gal. But you did, of course, come back to Kalispell, Montana. I believe that's because your husband was from here.
My husband was born and raised in Kalispell, Montana. And there's something about these Montana boys that they never want to leave, or they always want to come back. So, of course, being in love, I followed.
You did. Okay, the mansion. Let's talk a bit about the architecture. It's a very special home, and it truly was an important home.
It was Mr. and Mrs. Conrad's home, and it was their dream home, and they had an architect come in from Spokane, Washington to build it. And it's called a shingle-style home with a Norman period interior, which means it has very heavy woodwork in it. It's very, very masculine house, except for the parlor or music room, which was Mrs. Conrad's.
Mm-hmm. But you mentioned all of the massive wood, but it's not dark wood.
No, it's oak, and it actually was imported wood. We don't have oak in Montana. And it's quarter sawn oak that is the woodwork that's in this house, and it was done by German craftsmen. And it is the original finish. They varnished it, and then they rubbed it out with coats and coats of beeswax. And the only thing that we do to it to maintain it is wash it once a year and use the Swiffer dusters on them.
All right, and it is beautiful wood. Now, one of the things that I found really interesting about this home is that pretty much everything that's in the home is original, and that is because of, you kept calling her a pack rat.
She was a pack rat. Alicia was the youngest daughter. She saved everything, and that made it very, very fortunate for us because 90% of the contents of this home are original. And most historic homes are turned over empty. And they're always scrambling for their collections. And we actually have more than we can display. So it's a very nice problem to have.
Now, as I remember through the tour, there were original bathrooms and there was electricity. When was this house completed?
The house was completed in 1895. Now, I told you that Mr. Conrad was from Virginia, and he knew all of the wonderful modern conveniences that were available on the East Coast. So he made sure that Kalispell came with running water, sewer lines, and electricity.
He started out with the right idea for sure. Let's talk a little bit about, because we were on a Christmas tour, and you mentioned that there are some special things for the Christmas tour, a few of those Christmas traditions that were carried on by Mrs. Conrad. You want to mention a couple of those?
Mrs. Conrad always wanted to welcome people to the house. She never wanted it to feel unapproachable. They would go downtown Kalispell, get anybody who was staying in a hotel or a boarding house, bring them here to spend the night on Christmas Eve. She made sure everybody got a present. She fed them. Everything was good. And then after Mr. Conrad died, she continued that, but she did it with any of the underprivileged children in the area. It was always a very charitable Christmas that was celebrated in this house.
Mm-hmm. And so you have carried on many of the Christmas traditions. As we went through the house, there were several interesting things. Of course, the beautiful Christmas tree, two stories tall and magnificently done, and beautiful ornaments. Are any of the ornaments original?
The ornaments that we have on the tree are not original. We do have original ornaments, but they're put away for safekeeping, mostly because when we decorate the tree, some of them get dropped and broken, and we don't want to break the original. So these are replicas.
And as we went through the house and saw some of the things that aren't usually on tour, you want to mention a few of those things that were special on the Christmas tour?
We talk about the Christmas pudding, which was a tradition that Mrs. Conrad's mother brought from England. We talk about the Christmas parties and the different things that they did then. And spending the night in the house on Christmas Eve was a really big deal at the time for the people that did not have a place to go for Christmas.
I noticed in many of the bedrooms there are beautiful quilts, but a note that those aren't there. We were pretty special getting to see those at this time.
That's the only time of year that they're on display is the quilts, and most of them are around 100 years old. And the Persian shawls that belong to the Conrads, this is the only time of year that they're on display, that we have them out for people to see. And the coats that go to our clothing exhibit, the coats that would have matched the outfits that are out. This is the only time of year that they're out.
Another thing that we can learn by going through the mansion is about clothing. I found it really interesting from room to room that you had examples of clothing with the dates when those would have been popular.
We have a textile conservator that comes in and takes care of our clothes, and she's the one that dates everything for us so that we know what's going on. She leaves us a list of what the clothes are and when they were used and things like that, so we don't appear to be such doofuses when we're talking about them.
Okay, a couple things in the kitchen, because of course there was a fairly good sized kitchen, in fact two kitchens, but a couple things in the kitchen that in 1895 and just maybe into the 1900s we wouldn't have thought would be there. But again, the Conrads were pretty progressive. Tell us about a couple of those.
They were very progressive. Mr. Conrad still had a lot of relatives back east, so he knew what was available. There is an electric call button system, and there is an intercom system that goes between the kitchen and the third floor, so they didn't have to run up steps all the time. And there's a speaking tube that goes from the kitchen to the master bedroom, so Mr. and Mrs. Conrad could talk directly to the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. And what about a dishwasher?
There is a dishwasher there. The dishwasher is from the 1930s, so it's not quite as old as the rest of the things. But I can tell you a story. We found the dishwasher in the basement when we had to do some repair work on the foundation. And we thought it was so cool, we decided to bring it up.
Oh, absolutely, because it's, it had to be one of the very, very early ones. Another one that I found really interesting was the grill.
The grill that's on the stove, now this is a wooden stove, it's from 1895, but they put an indoor barbecue on it so that they could grill meat. And I thought barbecuing was a fairly new thing, but apparently they did it in 1895.
Yes. There's so much to learn when you come to the Conrad Mansion Museum, and so we want to invite people to do that, and we will have your website online and let people know how they can see more about that. One last question. Can you pick out a favorite thing in the house when you tour? Is there a favorite thing?
I have a lot of favorite things in this house. It would be really hard for me to pick out one favorite thing. Each room has something special in it that I think is very, very special.
Okay, very good. And for the men, there's even a man cave. So we want to thank you very much, Sharon Pearson, for visiting with us today. And we want to say Merry Christmas from Kalispell, Montana.